Welcome to the home of Blood, Sweat, and Words, a podcast that empowers writers. My name is Joanne Carson. I'm a fiction and nonfiction author, blogger, and podcaster, and I'm trying to make sense of the writing world today. My weekly show is current, relevant, and above all, honest. Join me, and we'll talk it to the bone. That's what Blood, Sweat, and Words is all about. Do you like gothic suspense? Well, I have news for you. This week I finished my latest novella, Murder for Christmas, and sent it to my alpha readers for review. I'm hoping to publish it in November. Its tagline, get this, Agatha Christie meets the House of Usher. I can't wait to share it with you. Now, on to today's episode. Welcome to episode 6 on Blood, Sweat, and Words. I'm your host, Joanne Carson. Today I'm interviewing C.J. Hunt. She writes contemporary hometown romance set in the fictional Vancouver Island town of River's End. Her stories, which are mostly novella in length, have intrigue with a touch of magic. Welcome, C.J.
Hi, thanks, Joanne, for having me.
I'm thrilled.
Me too.
So I understand you started a business to help other authors. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so the Creative Academy is an online community for writers, which was started with myself and two other friends who are also writers. And each of us have really different areas of specialty. And so we really wanted to have somewhere that would help people go all the way from idea to the marketing of a finished and published book. And we also wanted people to have options in terms of information around, are they trying to traditionally publish, or are they going to indie publish, or are they going to do some combination? Maybe all they want to do is just get that book out of their head and onto the paper. So Donna Barker and Eileen Cook are my two business partners in that venture. And between us, we cover all of the aspects of what needs to get done. So the Creative Academy has information and courses and interviews with industry professionals. And then we also have a lot of really interactive stuff. So we help people connect to the right paid professionals if they're looking to hire someone, but they want somebody that's been vetted by other authors. Maybe they want a blue pencil. So we give feedback on pages, samples of writing. And we also do red pencils on queries and synopsis letters. And we also do group writing sprints and special events and masterminds and planning and all kinds of stuff like that. It's kind of a neat one-stop shop for authors to help you get all the help you need in one place without being multi-tooled to death.
That sounds amazing. So from what you're saying, you could be a beginning author, or you could have written for a few years and still have troubles with different aspects or need some more support. And so you're sort of addressing the needs of all authors. Am I getting that right?
Right. And we actually have a number of best-selling authors who are members. Maybe they're just starting to dabble in indie publishing some things, or they've got some rights back. So we have a really neat pool of information to draw on sort of from our members as well. So it's a very supportive community, lots of different genres represented, and people at all different stages of their writing career, which makes for some very fun discussions and also some really good opportunities for sharing and learning what's working for other people or not working. And
I love a lot of fun. The community aspect of it, because we can all learn so much from each other, as well as having some experts in the field. What inspired you to create this business?
Well, I'm a health psychologist by background, and also was running a children's book publishing company for almost a decade. And that kind of turned into other people trying to learn how we were publishing our own books, because it was before this was cool. Indie was not a thing back in the day. Mm-hmm. So people were coming to me asking, can you help me with this or that? And it was way too late in the process that they were finding me, and fixing things is quite hard to do it retroactively. Often, you know, they were coming to me saying, you know, I spent my whole budget, I've got this product, but I have no way to distribute it. And really they had needed a conversation about how are you going to get this book that you've had printed to your readers. Maybe they have no marketing strategy. All they had was a way to get the book made. So I was frustrated, but also feeling really bad that people were so far into the process, and sometimes, you know, money was spent that didn't need to be, or they just had put so much time and passion into something that wasn't working the way they wanted. So I really wanted to be able to provide them with a solution that could get them some help, you know, at any stage of the process that they were at, and not have to bounce around, you know, from place to place to place. So yeah,
that's sounds awesome.
What inspired that?
Yeah. So what do you like best about working with the other authors? Sorry.
I think the primary thing is, you know, these are my people. This is my tribe. So right. Having a way to be part of that on a daily basis and being there to see how people's work is evolving and see them being successful. We get to, you know, we do a lot of celebrating our successes together as a group. So we will, you know, be able to jump up and down and share gifts of popping champagne or whatever with each other when good news comes, and also, you know, share resources. And I think it's way more fun to be on the publishing journey with friends. And it's a benefit for me and Donna and Eileen to have a strong community of people around us as well. You know, we are first and foremost working authors and writers who are actively doing this. So having a strong crew of like-minded people is really great for us.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. Writing can be so lonely for all of us, and so it's so nice to have a community where you get that support and well, hey, love.
Lots of hearts. All the hearts.
Lots of parties, yeah.
Hearts.
Lots of hearts, yeah. That is sweet. If you had one piece of advice for a new author, what would it be?
One is hard. How about two?
Okay, well, we'll go for two.
How about, if, you know, finding a cheering squad or an accountability buddy or just a community of your people so that you're not doing it by yourself. I think that is, you know, the key to success. When I look around at the people who are doing this, that's definitely on the list. But most importantly, maybe, is don't give up. If you don't quit, that immediately puts you ahead of about 95% of other people who want to be an author or a writer. So yeah. Be stubborn as all heck and just dig in.
Yeah, absolutely. And how about intermediate authors like me? Do you have some advice for us?
I think the advice might come in the form of a negative turned around, if that makes sense. So I'd say don't get distracted by all of the other stuff. It's really easy to get pulled into this swirl of should do's, which is marketing and social media and making connections and, you know, still attending all the craft development kind of stuff like conferences and workshops. I think really first and foremost, your priority needs to be on the words. You know, the current sort of best practice is when it comes to marketing, the best way to sell an existing book is to write another book. And so if your butt is not in the chair and you're too focused on all these other things, then you're not getting those words written.
I so hear you. Yeah. You can forget to write if you're doing all that other stuff. Do you have any comments about the swirl of politics around publishing these days?
I saw a clean language warning on your podcast, so I'm going to keep it PG.
Yeah.
Basically, just don't be a jerk, you know? I think don't try to cheat the system. Understand how it works and put it to good use. That's just solid business sense, but don't try to abuse the system.
Absolutely.
And, you know, if you're going to be a good person and be supportive and inclusive and respectful in your dealings with other authors, those are your people. That's your tribe, your community. And if you muck that up, if you don't authentically connect with both your fellow authors and your readers, then you may have a very temporary and fleeting success until the system catches up with you and then you get smacked down. So I think just really trying to write good books and actually connect with the people who are excited about the same things you are. And yeah, don't be a jerk. That's really what it boils down to.
I love it. Don't be a jerk. We could send that to a few people.
I like it.
Okay, let's talk about you right now. What are you writing right now?
I like to do a few things at one time. Can I keep my hand in multiple projects? Because I do have a couple, well, I have about three different lines of books, and they're all interwoven in the River's End setting, but one is kind of straight up hometown, sweet contemporary romance, and then another line is the intriguey ones. So they're the GND Security is the name of the security company, or the guy next door security. And then there's also the Witches of River's End. So there's sort of this whole flip side to the small town where there's a series of women who are born with just a little something extra about them. And so there's a touch of magic in those stories. Which is kind of fun. So what I'm writing right now is the one called Tied Up, which is the first of the security stories, which has a little bit sexier. It has some mystery, some suspense, a little more action. And I'm enjoying that because I get to sort of unplug the filter. It's not crazy, but it's a little bit sexier than the other ones. And the characters have just a little more sass to them. So well, I've been enjoying that.
Lots of room for steamy stories out there.
Apparently.
Where can we find your work?
If you go to cjhuntromance.com, that's my website, and that's kind of the central place where you can dig into all the other pieces. But any of the ebooks are going to be through Amazon and Kindle Unlimited, and any of the freebies are on every ebook store. And then I'm diving into audiobooks, actually. So those are, the first one just appeared a couple days ago on all of the audiobook stores. So that one's called Silver Bells.
Silver Bells?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that the one with the dog?
Oh, no, that's Reindeer Games.
Oh, I love
that. That's the new release. Oh, that one just came out a couple days ago.
Yeah,
so
that's a beauty. All of the links can be found on your website. And if you didn't catch the name of her website, everything is in the show notes. So before you go, what are you reading these days?
I have just finished Bellwether by Susanna Kearsley, which I absolutely love Susanna's books. There's often like a hint of sort of paranormally crossover little bits and pieces, but subtly, and like some really great history and just really fun characters that you get pulled right into. And I'm about to start Driftwood Creek by Roxanne Snowpeck, which is sort of a small town romance.
Oh, they sound really good. And do you have a favorite cock or mocktail?
My sort of go-to favorite is actually Prosecco. I have these little mini bottles in the fridge, and each one is labeled with the name of one of the books that I'm working on. And so every time I type the end on a new story, I get to pop this little baby bottle of Prosecco.
Oh, I love it.
Which is really fun. But if I have, you know, a friend over or my husband wants to share or whatever, then you can use it to make an Aperol Spritz, which is a fun champagne or Prosecco cocktail. So, that's a nice way to spread it around.
I love having the names on, labeling your fun drinks. And so we're at the end then. Can you give us a final word?
Sure. We've got a whole ton of free resources at the Creative Academy. So if you can find us at ccscreativeacademy.com, there's a free resource room with a whole bunch of different templates and spreadsheets and mini courses and articles about all aspects of writing and publishing. And because we feel very strongly about supporting our fellow authors, we also have a special deal for Joanne's listeners. So if you check out the link in the show notes, you can add yourself to our list and we'll fire you an email with a coupon code that'll save you some dollars on your membership fees if you did want to decide to access the Creative Academy's full membership suite of tools.
That is awesome. Thank you. And thank you for this interview. I've learned a lot. I really appreciate you sharing your life with us and everything about your company. And I have to say, I love your Christmas doggy cover.
That one has definitely been the crowd favorite so far. Thanks so much for having me, Joanne.
Okay, then. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tune in next week for our episode with Bonnie Edwards, a multi-published author who's been around for a while and seen a lot of things. And our topic is sex on the page. Thanks for listening. Now it's your turn. What do you think about today's topic? You can leave comments on my website or email me directly. I'd love to hear from you. If you want to know more about me, check out my podcast website, bloodsweatandwords.com. You can also sign up for my weekly newsletter, which contains writing tips and information about upcoming episodes. You get a free book if you do. Now, if you really, really enjoyed the show, and I hope you did, consider becoming one of my patrons through Patreon and help me pay the podcasting bills. Information is in the show notes and also on the Patreon site. I leave you today with a quote from Albert Einstein. Creativity is intelligence having fun. And that's a wrap. See you between the lines.